AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump was in a combative mood before a rally tonight in Dubuque, Iowa. During a question and answer session with reporters, the GOP frontrunner refused to answer a question about immigration from Jorge Ramos, a popular news anchor at Univision.
Go back to Univision. No, go ahead.
You cannot deport 11 million.
Go ahead.
You cannot deport 11 million people. You cannot build a 1900
go ahead.
Wall. You cannot deny citizenship to children.
Security finally removed Ramos from the room, but was later allowed to return. Another reporter asked Trump if he will apologize to Megyn Kelly of Fox News for their dust-up during the first GOP debate.
No, I wouldn't do that. She actually should be apologizing to me, but I would not do that, no.
The Dow had another down day today, down 205 points.
Analysts believe the slide in stock prices eliminates just about any chance Fed policymakers will raise rates next month as originally expected. Some think they now won't act until next year, though Mesirow Financial's chief economist Diane Swonk believes it still could happen this year.
There is an extraordinary deep-seated desire within the Fed to get to 2015 liftoff in the calendar year, even if it's the last days of the year.
A hint about the Fed's plans could come at the annual Economic Policy Symposium in Wyoming, where the Fed's vice chairman is scheduled to speak. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A new tropical storm has formed in the Atlantic, but the chief forecaster at the Hurricane Center doesn't know what Erica is going to do.
We've got a wide array of computer models with vastly different solutions, which run the gamut from weakening the system and dissipating it, as we saw with Danny the other day, or becoming a strong hurricane here.
This is AP Radio News. A Pennsylvania man was shot to death after an attack on a sheriff's deputy in a suburban Philadelphia courthouse.
A man shot and killed by one sheriff's deputy after attacking another with a knife inside a Pennsylvania courthouse had a previous serious run-in with the law in Washington, D.C.
Curtis Smith appears to be the same individual who jumped the White House fence in March of this year.
Chester County District Attorney Thomas Hogan. Smith had been charged with unlawful entry at the White House on March 1st. He was released after agreeing to stay away for 6 months. The deputy attacked by Smith is in stable condition. I'm Tim McGuire.
Some tense moments this afternoon at a West Virginia high school when a 14-year-old boy with a handgun held several students and a teacher hostage in a classroom. State police say negotiators convinced the student at Philip Barber High in Philippi to surrender. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.